Okay. I do want to just finish off a point. I think it's a really important point before we start Hilchos Esek, with regards to the halachas of Arovas. Yesterday, a question was asked regards to Arova about the greenness of the Arovas. Now, I had a shock because today I looked at the Mishneh Berurah again and I noticed a Shaar HaTzion which bothered me very, very much. I'd like to share it with you. Arovas turn black very quickly, don't they? Now, can I just share with you an interesting Shaar HaTzion which I noticed, which got me quite scared. If you don't mind, going back to page Kuf Tesvav, in Simen Tov Vesh Mimzan, what we learned yesterday, the Ezovi in Tzivkot Nvov, he brings in Tzivkot Nvov in Shaar HaTzion, bottom, he says something which got me a bit scared. He says, I'm going to the last few words of Tzivkot Nvov. The Mishneh Berurah says, V'yovesh Nikro, dry is considered Meshekolo HaYakus Legamre, when the dryness, when the greenness disappears completely. Again, Yovesh is cold. When is it Yovesh? When the greenness disappears completely. I got a big shock. Well, what do you think about it? Because that sounds like, what does that sound?
It's not a Yovesh. It doesn't necessarily to be a Yovesh if it's black.
Very good. But that's what it's, you're right.
This is Yovesh. No,
very good. Yeah. Oh, excellent. That's exactly what we're going to see. But at first glance, I got a bit of a shock of it because what it sounds like is that anything which is not green is Yovesh, and it's possible because it says when the greenness disappears, it's possible. That's what it sounds like, no? So it sounds like, so straight away it's going to be, but the so it sounds like it, no? So I asked the Dain, Dain Eckstein, and I asked him this question, and I added to the question the fact that in Tur, he says that the psul is only Mishil Binu Panov when it's turning white. So it doesn't mention in earlier poskim, it doesn't mention that there is such a problem. It only mentions when it turns white, exactly like you're pointing over here. That's when it's going to, that's a beautiful example of Yovesh. That's going to be dry. But it doesn't say anywhere that if it turns black, it's really considered Yovesh. So I asked him that. So my question was as follows. Good evening. Regarding Arovas, Semetofesh Mem Zain, what's the din of black Arovas? Can I share with you my text message? What's the din of black Arovas? When is it possible? Shaar HaTzion, end of Siv Kotenvov, sounds like it's a problem. But in two Siv Zayin, Mefurish, that it's only possible when it'll be Nuponov. Sounds like black would be okay. Okay, I added a bit more, but then he says as follows. So Dan Eckstein answered, and it says the following. Kulai Yarkois, when it turns, the greenness disappearing, means because of drying out and turning white. The Shaar HaTzion means not when it's turning black. It's specifically referring to when it's turning black. Black is still fresh. Just the damp makes a change of color, and there's no psil of Shinomari mentioned. So in other words, what he claims, and that's definitely the halacha, that if it's black, it's no shinui mare, and it's not considered dry, and it's not posel at all. He claims it's not even considered komush, wrinkled. It's nothing. It's not a problem at all. It just got moist. So there's no psul at all with regards to black. By definition, black is not a psul. That's what he claims. And over here, what the Shaar HaTzion is referring to is just when it's referring to when it's turning white, that's only going to be the problem with regards to all of us. I think it's a very important fact to add. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? I think it's, yeah? Okay. So it's not going to be a problem even if it's, yeah. Okay, let's start Simon Tofresh Mumches, Dvorim Absulim Be'esek, with regards to halachas of Esek. Okay, the halachas of Esek. Sif Aleph, Esrik Hayovish, a dry Esrik, posul is posul. Now, how do we identify a posul dry Hadassim? How do we identify dry Arovas or dry Lulav? How was it? Color, very good, absolutely the color. It's the color, the way it looked. The color, the way it looked, Michel, when it has a dry look on it. This, interestingly, is not the same when it comes to Hilchas Esek. We are not going to be looking at the looks of the Esek. Because, explains the Shulchan Aruch, v'shir ha'yveshus, the shear, the measurement of evasion, of dryness, when there's no moisture, when there's no liquid within the esek. Now you're going to be asking, well, if that's the case, if you need to check what's inside it, how are you going to know? How do you find out? So Shulchan Aruch teaches us, you should check, take a needle, push it through, and attached to the needle there is a thread, and if there is moisture in the esek, it will be visible, it will appear on the string. Right? So, can I just have the esek? Do you think it's dry or not? It's not dry, no? I think it's nice. It's just, it's very nice. Very ripe, but not, it's very nice. It's very nice. Has it gone smaller? You probably must have, quite a bit. Yeah. But it's not dry. Pardon?
It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. What color was it when you purchased it? It was yellow. Very nice. Beautiful. You look up, you must have looked after it very, very much. Really? Where do you keep it, if I may ask?
Just in a box.
Look at that. Brilliant. Look at that beautiful esek. It's a shame the audio can't take this. It's really beautiful, this. What I'm really missing out. So this is a most right. So if you want to check if this is esek hayovesh or not, well, you can't, the appearance wouldn't tell you sufficient information. You need to know what's, is it liquid inside or not? Is there some moisture inside or not? So what do you need? You take a needle and you push it through and then you check with a thread attached. And then once you have the thread attached, you check on the thread if it's a bit moist or not. If it's a bit wet, then you're fine. If it's not wet, then you can assume that the inside is dry and it's a possible esek, it's a esek hayovesh. Now the obvious question is going to be, exactly. How are you going to, well, so you're going to know it's not, fine, so very nice, it's not dry, beautiful, but now, well, fine, you've got a hole in it. Exactly. Pardon? Very good. So this actually, this is the Mishnah Berurah that is going to teach us in Sefkot. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So Mishnah Berurah says, so let's just see Sefkot and Beis first, and after Sefkot and Gimel, which is going to address this question. Sefkot and Beis says, Posul, they ain't no hodol. It's possible because it's no hodor. It's not considered a hodor, a beautiful esek anymore. And the imu komush, if it's just a bit wrinkled, which may be the case of it actually, a little bit, she'enu lach v'lo yovesh, it's not moist and it's not dry, it's in between, afilu komush bekuloi, even if it's entirely in the entire esek, a bit wrinkled, kosher, it's kosher. Da'adayin yesh po mikzuz lecho, because there is a little bit of moisture inside it. Right. Now, I must add an interesting point. Shatzin late in Simutov Veshem Tez does say there's an additional reason why an Esek Hayovesh is possible, because the Pasuk says, La Hamesim Yahalelu Ka. It's Pasuk in Halel. I mean, in Telem, and we said now that La Hamesim, dead. Loy Hamesim, dead people. Loy Hamesim Yahalelu Ka, dead, will not be able to praise you, Hashem. And it's something which is dry and there's no mush in it, it's considered like you're dead. La Hamesim Yahalelu Ka, from there we learn Yushalmi. And the Rishonim quoted in a few places an Esek Hayovesh is possible because La Hamesim Yahalelu Ka. Interesting. But let's going back to your question, how do you check this without ruining the Esek? So Mishnah Berurah brings two options. Sefkot and Gimel. Yoreh Bechot. Hikshu Achoinim, the Achoinim, and amongst them, Rebbe Avraham asked, Dim Ken, you're not going to be foolish. You're going to make a hole in the Esek and it's going to be ruined. Posul, Lidya Rishonim Shem Yisiv Beis, and it's going to be possible. Yeah, according to our opinion in Leit and Shulchan Aruch. V'teretz ha-Mogen Avraham. And the Mogen Avraham answers, how are you going to do it? She'toichev ha-machat k'tzas. Just poke it a little bit. B'mokom oivi shelo. Look at picture number 6. Take that needle, and you put the string, the thread of the needle on that side. You poke a little bit into the flesh of the esek. Can you see where the string is? The string is on the side that, yeah, where you poke it in. You just poke it a little bit, gently you poke it in. And you're not making a proper big hole. You're just like poking it a little bit. A little bit of the thread goes into the flesh of the esek. And when you're taking it out again, it will appear on the string. Is the string a little bit wet or not? So it didn't actually make a huge hole. All he did was a little bit you poked into the flesh, and that will not necessarily passel the esek. That's fine. Is that okay with you? Do you think this is a good option? You wouldn't really do it to your esek, would you? Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. But yeah, but you could. Correct. Absolutely. If you're, it's a new esek, that is only that you could, that you know, there's no reason to check it. It's only if it's an esek that you feel that, you know, that esek looks like it's 3 years old. Then you maybe, you know, check it out. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to. Alternatively, another reason, another way of doing it is what he adds now. But an additional reason would be, an additional way of doing this check is as follows. The psul is only if you're going in the, if you're going through the esek, beroich of esek, the depth of the esek, me'eva le'eva, from one side to the other, afinish shaloi keneged chadre azera. Even if it's not right where the pips are. Aval kshenike be'oivi shaloi mitzad acher, dahainu le'oich esek, if you don't mind looking at picture number 9, on the next page, he says, if you're doing it like this, then it wouldn't become possible. Me'uktsoi klapei chotmoi, not horizontally but vertically. You're not touching the area where the pips is. That's not considered psul at all. So according to this teretz, you'd be allowed to take a needle and you literally go through it, and you literally vertically, you go through the side of the esek, you go right all the way down, you take the needle out again. And you're going to take the string and you're going to check the string. Is the string a little bit wet? Yes or no? If it's a bit wet, you can shake it, you take it, and it's fine. If it's dry, then you've got a problem of a dry esek. But the hole that went, the two holes that you've created, although it's right across, you've gone right across, but since it's on the side and you're not touching the area where the, what's the area where the pips called? What would you call Chadra Zera? What is that, what called? The area where the pips in? That? Core, since you're not touching the core, you're not damaging the core at all, only the very external part of the flesh of the esek, therefore it's not considered mefulosh, it's not considered a psul at all, it's not considered chose. It's not considered chose, and it's fine. Again, would you do that to your esek? No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but if you're in doubt, that's what you have to do, I suppose. If you're in doubt about yovesh, pick on a, yeah, you're right. If you're not sure, yeah, the truth is you're unlikely to find Esoigim, which are dry nowadays.
By the way, this is the way to check if the cake is ready.
If the cake is ready? Ah, really? Ah, yeah? Okay, good. I must admit,
If it's coming wet, it's when you need to leave it in.
I leave it, okay. My wife doesn't let me to the kitchen. So I wouldn't have much experience in it. Ve'esrek ha'yovesh, says the Rambam. Ve'esrek shu meshona she'avra. And I think that maybe you're not going to agree to that. Ve'esrek shu meshona she'avra, esrek which is from last year's season. Vaday yoveshu is certainly considered yovesh. The person is possible. If you've got an esrek that is a year old, it's certainly possible because it's certainly yovesh. You're not going to. Mishnah Berurah explains vada yoveshu seif cotton dalek roitzlem di efshushim al zebalecho. You're definitely not going to find moisture inside it. It's definitely completely dry inside. Velo yetsa toeles al debitikosa. You're not going to gain anything by velo yetsa toeles. You're not going to gain anything al debitikosa by making this bdika, by checking it out. You're not going to find any moisture. It's certainly, it's a fact that it's going to be dry. Now looking at this esrek, is now 2 months? No, I'm exaggerating. Yeah, it was picked in Elul. Yeah, all the soygim are basically picked in Elul. So, how old is it? Easily 2.5 months. Okay, it's looking brilliant. What do you think, Ken? What do you think about this statement, this general statement that the Rama is making? Every esrek is a year old. Is certainly considered pot. Have you ever tried to keep an esrek for a year? Or how did it look like? Are you agreeing with that statement?
They get rock hard.
They get rock hard. So you're saying that it is true, and he's saying that they are dried apostle. A year's old esrek, what do you think? Inside of a plum. Okay, so you're agreeing with them all, you have no problem with it. Okay, but can I just ask you to take it back? I'm scared I'll drop the pitum. Maybe you want to use it next year. It's looking brilliant. So let's see what the Shaitzin said. Shaitzin quotes over here, the Ochlan there, the Bikur Yaakov. If you look in the Shaitzin over here, if I can just point out, it's three lines from the bottom, and the line starts with the word bdika. And I'm going to three lines from the bottom. So the bottom line is loy, starts with loy. The second bottom line starts with bemokem, and the line on top of that starts with bdika. So I'm going to second word. It's towards the very end of Seif Kotten Ches. So it says as follows. The Shartzin says, uve'einai ro'isi, I've seen with my own eyes. It's a quotation of the Ochronei, I believe. I think so. It's because I'm nearly sure. I've definitely seen with my own eyes an esek that is a year old. Shekva overolav yoisem mishona tmimo has a complete year. Is older than a complete year. Me'ei shenitlas min ha'ilon, from the time he was picked from the tree. Shenishmar, he was kept meshlitas avir from air. Aledei hezka by closing it up. Bekli. In a utensil, shel matches, out of metal, v'ya monach b'makom kar, and he was kept in a cold place, v'lach k'tas, and a little bit humid, v'alidei zeh, and by doing so, nishaloi, it remained, noyoi, its beauty, v'lachusoi, its moisture, v'odakti, and I checked it, v'motzasi boy, and I found in it, lachus, moisture, harbe, a lot. So he kept the soygim in a cool place, slightly humid, in a metal box. That's the way to do it, it seems. Slightly cold place. And like this, they were over a year old and they were still moist. They were not yovesh at all. I checked it. He put the needle inside it. He checked. And they were found to be moist inside it. That's what the Shartzin says. So he says that it's not true. You can't just make such a generic statement over here. Vada yoveshu, if it's mishana sha'ova, you could easily find esrogim which are not possible necessarily. It's interesting the way he says how you should do it. You should do it in a metal box. Don't know why metal. And it should be in a slightly cold place. What were the ingredients again? It should be not too much. In a metal place, in a cold place, and it's a little bit humid, and like this, it stays for a year. Isn't that interesting? That's what he said. Now that leads us to a very obvious question. Exactly. Very good. Absolutely, Frieza. What about keeping an esrog? And I can tell you, but you know what? Let's go in stage. Let's start with the fridge, and then afterwards with the freezer. Okay. If you keep an esrog in the fridge, imagine you kept the esrog in the fridge. What would happen then? And then you take it out. You keep the esrog in the fridge. I don't know if your wife will let, but let's assume that that's not an issue. You keep the, and after a year, you take out the esrog, and it's, can you use it or not? Fine? Seems to be fine?
So what's the question? If it's got lachos,
I'm asking, is there a problem the fact that it's a year old? Mistamanot says Rav Ozna and other poskim that it's fine. If it's looking fine, feel free to use it. He said if it looks a bit, if it looks like it's gone out of shape a little bit, if it's looking a little bit strange, if it's lost its appearance, then better check it out. You can check it out, as we just learned. But if it's looking fine, go for it. So maybe that's a good idea. You know, imagine somebody spends £200 on an esrog. Plenty of people do. Spend £200 on an esrog, and you feel, you know what, might as well, you know, use it, recycle it. So keep it in the fridge and see what happens. Saves you £200 the next year. Isn't that a good idea? It's not good for business, okay. No, on the contrary, I can say this lasts for 2 years. Yeah. That's that. What about now going back? That's freezer. Now, freezer, I can tell you that works. Freezer, that works. You can keep an esrog in the freezer and you take it out and you can and they look brilliant. So what happens normally, if you keep an esrog in the freezer, so what happens is that, do you know what happens? So when you take it out, it looks brilliant. But after a day or two, it starts going completely, it breaks into pieces. Is that true with vegetables as well? What happens if you put a vegetable in the freezer?
Watery.
What happens?
Tomato.
What happens if you put a tomato in the freezer? What happens to any vegetable? Because you can't put, what happens?
It never tried by, can you imagine?
What would happen?
So it becomes defrosted and all the water coming out.
Well, yeah.
And then it's squash.
A squash, it will go. Right. Yeah. So you, so once again, you're saying an interesting point. You're asking already, okay, so is it okay to use it for that day or two? Put it back in the freezer. For, yeah, everyday Chol HaMoed, instead of putting it, you know, you're putting that, that's it, put that stick in the freezer. That's like a really good idea. Okay.
Essentially,
it's actually
all the cells inside the estuary would freeze because ice takes up more volume than water does. It would rupture and it denatures all the cells inside the estuary. So when it comes back up, it's essentially been destroyed from the inside.
Okay, I didn't fully understand what you said, but are you saying that, to put it as for a complete amoret like me, are you saying that if you'd look inside, how would it look? Would it, the inside would look very different? You've torn it all. And it was, ah, okay, sure, yeah. Because it shrinks, by freezing it shrinks. Is that what you're saying?
The droplets of water inside each sap. You know, the citrus fruits all have these little tiny...
Yes.
...and orange inside each sap. You've got little tiny sap. Like
sure.
Very, very thin saps.
I know what you mean, yes.
So they're going to freeze... They're going to rupture because the juice is made out of water. When the water freezes, it increases in volume.
Okay.
It destroys the tissue of
the sac. Right, okay.
And then when it thaws, it shrinks, but there's no sac left.
Oh, I see. So it's going to be, it's going to be destroyed.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. So the man you are saying, well, you're, according to you, are saying that even if you're taking out a freezer, it may look like a brilliant essek. But the master, you're saying it's possible. Is that what you're saying? Right. So the emphasis, the Moshe says what you're saying on a very slight different term, but he does say that. He says that it, since it's something which is going to basically, it's going to come apart already, at this stage already, it's already oimed to, he basically says what you're saying. You're very similar to what Moshe said, it's already oimed to come apart. It's not an essay anymore. It's disintegrated in a way. That's not the word he uses, but it's not an essay anymore. And therefore it's possible. It may look like a beautiful essay, but it's not a kosher essay anymore. Other poskim say that basically what you are saying, they're saying for the day or two, as long as it's looking alright, externally, it's looking fine, so you can use it for the day or two. As long as once it starts falling apart, then it'd be possible. If Shlomo Zalman is okay to use a frozen essek when he's taking it out, he's okay to use it whilst it's still looking normal from the outside. But that's with regards to an essek which was in the freezer, right? Yeah, and we'll stop here.